Hi, my name is Ella Garner, and I am the naturalist for the town of Breckenridge Open Space and Trails, and I'm going to be talking today a little bit about mushrooms and fungus. A mushroom is actually just part of a fungus, or the tip of the iceberg, or the apple of part of the whole tree. A mushroom is the fruiting body of a fungi that is produced above ground once a year in August in Summit County. However, the majority of the fungi actually grows below ground in the form of fungal threads called mycelium. Mycelium is similar to the roots of trees and can be compared to a vast underground network or highway that connects all of the other plants' root systems. Mycelium allows the plant's roots to communicate with each other as well as share nutrients. Mycelium has a symbiotic relationship with the roots of trees, as well as almost all other plants and animals in the biosphere. This is because mycelium generates nutrients by decomposing and breaking down organic matter. They store nutrients and can transport them to other plants that need them. For example, mycelium connecting the roots of a big tree to the roots of a smaller tree can allow the roots of the larger tree to share nutrients with that smaller tree. They can also allow tree roots to share nutrients with other plants such as wildflowers. In addition to helping share nutrients, mycelium helps tree roots and plant roots absorb water, while the roots of plants provide carbohydrates to the mycelium in return. This sharing of various nutrients is called a symbiotic relationship. The trees giving back to the mycelium helps the mycelium spread even more to benefit even more trees. Mycelium is a vital part to almost all plant life because of this, and many species would not exist without its presence. My favorite example of a complex relationship between mycelium and other plants are the wildflower called pine drops. These rare native wildflowers require the nutrients that only pine trees can provide. The pine trees are able to give these nutrients to the pine drops via the mycelium, just like a feeding tube. Flowers such as pine drops and others like the coral root orchids receive nutrients directly from mycelium and would not exist without it. These wildflowers are so rare because they can only exist in the presence of the trees that provide the nutrients and the mycelium that carries the nutrients. Next time you see a mushroom, know that it is just part of a vast underground fungal network that benefits all living things like trees and wildflowers and even you. If you are interested in identifying and learning more about mushrooms this August, please stay tuned to breckost.com to view foraging hikes led by Breckenridge naturalists. Thank you for listening.